Now, what is the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as far as sujood as-sahu is concerned? If we add something in our salah out of forgetfulness, then the sunnah is to perform sujood as-sahu after the taslim, after we complete our salah. That is two sajda, and then we perform taslim again. If we, out of forgetfulness, delete something in the salah, or do not do something in our salah, then the sunnah is to perform sujood as-sahu before the taslim, before we conclude our salah. But any which ways, if we perform it before or after, there is no problem in it. But the sunnah is as per what I have mentioned. Now, any sunnah in our salah, if we miss it, we do not have to perform sujood as-sahu. Sujood as-sahu is performed if we miss something that is wajib, something that is obligatory in the salah. So since sujood at-tilawa, it is a sunnah whether in salah, whether outside salah. So in this situation, it is not a requirement for us to perform sujood as-sahu if we miss sujood at-tilawa in our salah. But naturally, it is better whenever we recite the verse of the glorious Quran. And if it is a verse when a sujood at-tilawa is present, it is a sunnah to perform sujood at-tilawa after reciting this verse or these verses. But it is not compulsory.